There's a state election on the way in Victoria in about a week. You might have heard about it. The state's current Labor Premier, Daniel Andrews, is hoping to be re-elected, as, of course, premiers usually do. And today he's made an announcement to some pretty mixed reviews. If he wins, in an Australian first, Victorian students will receive free tampons and pads at state schools. Here's Victoria's Health Minister, Jill Hennessy.
We want to break down the stigma for young women and girls and make sure it doesn't impact upon them feeling comfortable at school and being able to focus on the important things like learning.
Dr. Melissa Kang is an expert in public health from UTS. You might also know her as the medical advice giver behind the iconic Dolly Doctor. Oh, so much reading of Dolly Doctor as a child. How are you?
Hi there. I'm well, thank you.
What do you make of this idea to make tampons and pads free in state schools in Victoria if, of course, the government is re-elected? Do you think it's a good idea?
One of the things I think that's best about it is it's giving a really strong message to adolescent girls that periods are normal and an everyday thing, and that we can remove some of the stigma associated with it. Of course, sanitary products end up costing quite a lot of money, so it does remove that cost barrier, at least for some of the time. But almost a more important message is around the normalising of periods.
From your work with young people, how serious an issue is access to menstrual products? Obviously, for some poorer students, I imagine this is very much an issue. There's a cost impediment, but, you know, lots of different people go to state schools. They're not all poor.
Of course, of course. And I think that the majority of families can and do afford to buy the basic needs and supply their children with basic needs, which include sanitary products. But I think that there is certainly research around the place, not that I've personally been involved in, though, that has looked at what we're calling menstrual poverty. So, in fact, the disadvantage that some pockets of society experience, not just adolescent girls, but all women, where the cost of sanitary products really does mount up. And I've heard anecdotal stories from time to time from colleagues around girls who are literally using rags or old cloth to try and manage their menstrual hygiene. So I think that would not be the majority, but certainly it is a barrier for some families.
Daniel Andrews, the Victorian Premier, who, as I say, is up for re-election for people in other states who may not be watching this very closely, has called this an Australian first if it eventuates and he wins. Is that true as far as you know?
It is as far as I know, yes. Certainly not the case in New South Wales where I'm based.
So we've never really done this before. There's not really been a big call for it either. It feels like it's come from left field, has it?
Possibly. I mean, I think there's been some precedents internationally, and it is a kind of out of left field move, but it's something that's really, I think, giving quite an empowering message to young women, and I think that's what I personally like about it.
What sort of stigma still exists around menstruation among young people that you speak to? I feel like, I mean, we're in 2018. Haven't we gotten over all of that?
Look, I don't think so. I mean, I can certainly refer to the many, many hundreds and thousands of questions that came to Dolly Doctor over the years, and even in the most recent era, which was in the last perhaps 5 years before the magazine closed down a couple of years ago, there were still many questions that really spoke to the stigma and taboo around menstruation that adolescent women felt, you know, just feeling embarrassed, feeling like they didn't know what to do if their periods came when they were at school, being worried about having to tell anybody, not knowing who to talk to. I mean, I think most mothers these days can talk to their daughters about their first period and menstruation, but there's still really quite a lot of taboo, particularly out in public, like in the school domain. So kids worrying about sleepovers, going on school camps, being caught out without sanitary products when they're out and about. There's still quite a lot of anxiety about menstruation.
The Education Department will work with schools to work out how best to dispense these items. Do you have any advice around what you think would work best?
I think that they need to be available in a private place, such as the bathrooms. But I also think that simultaneously it would be good to sort of celebrate the fact that our school now has free or low-cost sanitary products available to all students who might need them. And the message that it's okay to talk about this and to know about it. I think, you know, there might be an initial wave of teasing or humour or kids making fun of it. But I actually think that eventually that the message is that this is completely normal and it's a really good thing.
Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Dr. Melissa Kang is an expert in public health from UTS. She's also formerly Dolly Doctor, so she knows what she's talking about when it comes to the health concerns of young people and young women specifically. 0418 226 576 is the text line. What do you make of this proposal? Because at this stage, it's just an election promise from the Labor Premier Daniel Andrews. They can only implement it if they are re-elected. And the promise is, well, free tampons and pads for high school students in Victorian state schools. Is it a good idea? Or maybe you don't think it is. 0418 226 576.